This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I like the long shadows we get from a southern winter sun. Sunlight rays coming across the land at a low angle, and even the smallest of objects cast a long silhouette. The shadows themselves look like dark objects sometimes, you know, and I'll study the shadow of a branch, the shadow of a street sign post, looking like something laying across the road. I need a bumper sticker that says, "I break for shadows." Even in our 1991 Marvelette, when morning sunlight comes through the windows and hits our furniture or counters, the smallest of things casts a long shadow. A single coffee grind throws a 6-inch shadow. A cat hair, a grass stem, all reminded me I need to wipe the counters or vacuum. Go away, son. But I love that light and warmth. On cloudy mornings, the wait for sunlight is almost agonizing. Come on, son. I'd like to remove a layer or two of clothing here. I am so pampered by Arizona sunlight, and that's proof that I would do very poorly in a gray climate. But when the sun finally does show, life is good and warm. You good old southern sun. Hey, on a recent overcast Sunday, Ms. Mosquito and I got in our truck and headed out to Cascabel. It was the weekend of the Cascabel Community Fair, 2 days of craftspeople, farmers, musicians, cooks, artisans. Does the word artisan cover a slew of those categories? It should. I mean, just a bunch of good people. They're artisans. They're all good people. Anyway, it's a fabulous way to hang out in the canopy of a mesquite bosque along the San Pedro River. And yes, visit dozens of very cool booths, but also a chance to bump into so many friends. And there is much jabbering, hugging, laughter. But I got to tell you, for us, for Ms. Mosquito and me, the drive to the Cascabel Fair is half the fun. Oh, yeah, we leave the Mosquito compound near the banks of the Ojalote and head to Wilcox, taking the scenic route through Dos Cabezas, and then the straight shot to Wilcox with the immense Wilcox Playa to the east. A quick straight shot through the town of Wilcox, then hitting the road that shoots us toward the Winchester Mountains. Pavement turns to dirt as we pass through rocky desert with agaves, prickly pears, yuccas, and acacias. I don't know, botanically speaking, if there are acacias anymore. I mean, they could be Vachellia and Sinigalia. But listen, catclaw acacia and white thorns were the shrubs, and of course, some scruffy mesquites. The road skirts mesas and drops into flat land, winds up into small hills, and from those small hills, the marvelous, curvy descent to the San Pedro River and the rugged foothills of the Rincons and Catalinas. Oh, yeah, what a drive. And yes, of course, a few stops along the way. It was early December, but I mean, small plants like bahia and paperflower were blooming, wonderful, large zinnias, zinnia acerosa, easily 2 feet by 2 feet. Blooming. Oh, my goodness. But listen, the plants that just caught my attention. As we descended that road were small thickets of chain fruit choya. What a magnificent cactus. They were large. I mean, I've seen larger. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I've seen larger. But still, 6 feet, 7 feet tall and nearly that wide. Put them all close together in a thicket, and oh my goodness, and the long chains of dangling fruit, whence it got its name, oh yeah. And around the base of the plants where fallen stems have rooted, ooh, you gotta be careful walking around the base of a chain fruit choya. The spines on those stems, magnificent spines, many magnificent spines, not as many as a teddy bear choya, but many magnificent spines. I took photos of those Cylindropuntia fulgida in that sandy desert soil with that gray, cloudy sky in the background. You know, I can take a guess at the genus Cylindropuntia. An opuntia with cylindric stems as opposed to flat stems like the pads of a prickly pear, which is opuntia. So this is Cylindropuntia. Specific epithet, fulgida, bright or shining, referring to the spines that I adore. What a great cactus. I mean, you can tell I missed it. That's, I mean, this is the cactus of my growing up all around, growing up desert-wise all around Tucson. It's pretty common. Yeah. It's common in the Sonora Desert of the borderlands, but wowzer. The Cascabel Fair, you know, it's wonderful. Oh, my goodness, it's wonderful. We had a great time. And we still had the drive home through desert. Oh, yeah, which was beautiful. Yeah, it was. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.